Well, from Cape Town, we go now to Melbourne. Joining us on the line, independent political analyst with a special focus on Afghanistan, Hashmatullah Musleh. We talk about the recent killing of a Taliban leader, Sheikh Rahimullah Haqqani. Hashmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome once again to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for having me on your program.
Explain to our listeners, who was Sheikh Rahimullah Haqqani? How senior was he to the Taliban, and how much of a blow is his assassination to the Taliban?
Yes, Sheikh Rahimullah Haqqani was the main political or let's say a religious teacher of the Taliban. He was the head of the Haqqani Madrasa. Haqqani Madrasa is an Islamic madrasa that has produced many of the Taliban fighters and Taliban scholars. His assassination, which was claimed by the Islamic State, was a big blow to the Taliban education establishment and indoctrination program, where they would teach the Taliban version of Islam and politics. Sheikh Rahimullah Haqqani was not related to the Haqqani network or Haqqani family, although some media, just by the fact that the name was Haqqani, tied him to Haqqani network or Haqqani family. But he was the head of the Haqqani Madrasa. Mm-hmm. And that is just the name of a madrasa. He was a very senior Taliban teacher. I don't think that in any time soon Taliban could replace him. This was the second attempt that the Islamic State had on his life in 2020. Also, there was an attack on him where he survived that bombing. He was very much critical of the Islamic State. And if you listen to the Taliban foot soldiers and Taliban sympathizers and followers, they call the Islamic State Khawarij, and they call them rebels, and they say that shedding their blood is lawful. So while on the other hand, the Islamic State claims and says the Taliban are fighting for a nationalistic Islamic State or a nationalistic emirate, which is nothing to do with Islam, that the fact that Taliban are not fighting for a global Khilafah means that the Taliban are playing and working within the rules of the international order, which is established by the Zionists or by the Americans and the Europeans. So there are claims and counterclaims on both sides. The Taliban have been very much harsh on anyone who sympathizes or support or actively fight for the Islamic State in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. They have decimated many, many of their cells because it's easy to infiltrate those cells because of the ideological closeness of the Taliban and the Islamic State in many, many other areas. So both sides can infiltrate each other easily. And this, unfortunately, has become a bloody fight between the Islamic State and the Taliban now.
What does this tell us about the control that the Taliban currently have? We've had this assassination of Haqqani. We've had the claim by the U.S. that they've assassinated Ayman al-Zawahiri. Is it indicative of a situation where the Taliban don't have full control yet? Or is this pretty much normal in Afghanistan?
Well, I will not say it's normal because, we'll leave the issue of normal on one side at the moment, but the Taliban do not control the airspace of Afghanistan at all. They do not have a functioning air force. They do not have the right pilots. They do not have the type of air defense system from radars to rockets and surveillance. So the Taliban literally liberated Afghanistan's soil from the hand of the Americans, but they do not control Afghanistan's airspace. So the killing of Ayman al-Zawahiri was carried out by the Americans, but more importantly, the questions are who gave up his position and how did the Americans find out that Ayman al-Zawahiri will be there in that particular house out of the millions of homes in Afghanistan? and hundreds of thousands of them in Kabul, and why did they pick up one place and had surveillance on one building? Obviously, they had help from inside Afghanistan. Now, whether this help came from in a form of an agreement with the Taliban and the Americans for wider recognition of the Taliban in the future, which some conspiracy theorists will say that, and some will say that Taliban benefit from the killing of Ayman al-Zawahiri because then now they do not have to deal with this issue that they are harboring the world number one wanted man by the Americans from Al-Qaeda. And as far as other control, Afghanistan is still is a place for many other regional and global intelligence organizations working in Afghanistan. Since the assassination of Ayman al-Zawahiri, which was carried out by the Americans, and the other assassinations that were carried out by the Islamic State, the Taliban leadership have taken very strong measures to protect themselves because they know that there is a will on the other side to take out their leadership. But in terms of overall security, Afghanistan is much in calm and there's peace in many provinces. I think for many years to come, like any other state, any other country, there will be targeted assassination in Afghanistan, as it is sometimes in Iraq, as it is in Syria, all over the Muslim world. Unfortunately, if the Western countries want to assassinate somebody, they can. And also the Islamic groups and organizations or jama'as like the Islamic State has also has a deep reach in many countries due to the failure of the governments and the failure of other Islamic parties to deliver what they have been saying they can deliver. So it has left a place open for the Islamic State to operate.
Hashmatullah, as always, shukran for your time. Always appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.